I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Oh, do you have your phone?
I mean, it's getting charged over there. It's plugged in.
I wanted to look up what was this day in history.
You don't know what happened this day in history?
I know what happened this day in history on September 11th. I just wanted to see what other things happened besides the largest terrorist attack on American soils.
And also, we started a podcast.
And Shannon and Maggie started a podcast.
More importantly.
More importantly. The most important thing in history.
I bet that's on it when we look it up. I bet it'll be like, number one. Number one thing.
Number one
9/11.
Thing.
9/11. Maggie and Shannon.
Shannon start a podcast.
Started a podcast. All right.
Over 2,000 Americans were murdered, and Shannon and Maggie started a podcast.
Like, which do you think is more important? Sorry, I did that while I was walking away, because I was going to do the thing.
I would say ours is more uplifting, though we do not have a monument to ourselves yet.
Oh, yeah.
I want one like Tahani's sister has.
Yeah.
A big, was it bronze or gold statue of ourselves?
Yeah.
In Cleveland. All right. Did you find it?
It's Moby's birthday.
On September 11th.
And also the English novelist D.H. Lawrence. Mm. And everything else that happened on this day was not awesome either. Actually, in 2011, that was when the Occupy Wall Street movement began, which is kind of badass.
Yeah.
Like, way to go. Way to go, occupiers.
Anything old? Super old? Any? Probably a lot of World War II shit, huh? I've been feeling that has been coming up a lot in Ralph Garman's This Day in History, so I think Hitler was making some major moves in the fall of the 1940s.
All of these are weird. In 1741, Queen Maria Theresa addressed Hungarian Parliament.
Mm. Did women not talk to Hungarian Parliament?
I don't know why that's important.
Were there any balloon accomplishments? That seems to be very popular, too. First flight, first balloon, first swim.
Okay, there was a... Wait.
First bicycle ride.
This is interesting, actually. In 1773, Benjamin Franklin wrote, "There was never a good war or bad peace," on that day, 9/11.
We should put that on the 9/11 memorial.
Yes, 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 yes.
What else? Napoleon do anything?
When was he alive?
I don't know.
I've
got to ask Bill and Ted.
I'm not seeing it. Stop itching your feet.
Clint.
You are itching your feet very loudly.
Clint and Ray are having a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Halloween party.
What a dream. What a treat.
What a dream.
In 1906, Mahatma Gandhi coined the term Satyagraha to characterize the nonviolence movement in South Africa. So that's very important. Oh, this is actually cool. This one I care about. In 1909, on September 11th, Max Wolf rediscovered Halley's Comet.
Yeah.
Because, like, we didn't know when it was coming around again. Like, we weren't that smart. And he was like, oh, my God, that shit's back.
Isn't it every 70 years?
I don't know. But he was like, I found a comet. And they were like, this is the one we know about already. I'm making this story up. I know nothing about it. I'm making up how it went. These are all boring. I liked that one. But, yeah. It's sad that we will never see Hale Bopp again. Like, that one's, like, thousands of years. In 1927, Babe Ruth hit his 50th home run.
Nice.
5-0.
Just think how many home runs he could have hit if he was on steroids.
Yeah, think of it. Oh, on 9/11 in 1936, Franklin Delano Roosevelt dedicated the Hoover Dam.
Huh.
Which was known as the Boulder Dam at that moment. In 1941, construction began of the Pentagon on that date, which is interesting since it was one of the things that was bombed.
Yes, it was bombed somehow. There was a plane.
Yeah.
I know someone who works at the Pentagon.
Do you?
And he was like, no, seriously, a plane did really hit it. I was like, where's the proof? He's like, they can't show you the proof because it hit a classified building. But, like, within the Pentagon, they have a bunch of plaques and photos and stuff, like, that tell the story of what happened.
This one is also cool. In 19...
But I still think it's a conspiracy. Okay. Regardless.
Okay. In 1951, Florence Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel.
I knew there'd be a swimming one!
Did you? It took her 16 hours and 19 minutes. So that was cool. I don't care that much about sports ones. I just... really liked Babe Ruth because that was cool.
The cats took your spot on the couch.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the bench.
I think you need to evict them.
But then that requires throwing them. Like, they don't respond to anything.
No.
Like, you would have to just literally pick like them up.
Push them off until they fall on their heads.
You have to, like, you also have to lift a little, you know?
I literally almost, I accidentally just put my thumb in the cat's butthole.
Gross.
I literally just dumped the cat off the couch on its head. Okay. Then the other one moved because he was like, oh no, she's going to do that to me.
The other one was smart. Okay, here I come.
That's what she said.
Here she comes to save the day. Not Mighty Mouse is on the way. There were a lot of tennis things. On September 11th.
Any female?
Yeah.
Oriented?
Yeah. Steffi Graf did something cool. She was very famous. She won the 15th Grand Slam singles title. Third U.S. title.
Nice.
Steffi Graf, she was great. It also was the day that Ken Starr sent the Starr Report to Congress.
Oh, for Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
We know the big one.
We saw that. Also, in 2001... Jay-Z released an album.
Blueprint. That is like one of his best albums, I think. That's why it's noted.
I just think it's funny that that
is I just did a bunch of LP research, like best LPs to name mail someone because I joined the Reddit LP gift exchange.
Yeah.
And my guy that I got likes rap, so I ended up sending him... Shit, what did I send him? A 90s album. It's like the number one most revered must-have rap LP. It was not Jay-Z, though. He was on that list, though. Really upset. I can't remember. It's like Arrested Development. It wasn't Arrested Development, but it was a...
You should feel bad for yourself.
A different group. I do feel bad for myself. Can you see my Amazon shopping history?
I can't. Sorry. Oh, yeah, that is.
All right. I had to pause and look it up. It was Midnight Marauders by A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yeah, that is iconic. That's good. That's a good one.
It had a lot of social commentary in it, which is what he's into, so.
You guys, I fucked up our cupcakes.
You didn't fuck them up. They just kind of melted.
They melted, and so I was like, I'm going to put them in the freezer for a few minutes to just, like, get them to solidify. How long did I leave them in the freezer, Shannon?
I have no clue. I didn't even know you put them in the freezer.
Hours. I left them in the freezer for...
You haven't been here for... Well, you've kind of been here for hours, but...
I mean...
Maybe an hour.
No, 2 hours. I put them in there around 7:30, and it's now 9:30. That is some 2 hours.
And what have we been doing for the last 2 hours?
Trying to plan a trip to Disney World.
That we both can afford, wink, wink.
We can't afford any of them.
No.
So we.
I have a foreign exchange student and a travel problem. So I always want to entertain them with cool trips.
Yeah. It's all expensive. It's never good. It's never a good time to go.
Yeah. And if we go in the fall, we can go to Halloween haunted horror nights at Universal.
And we also get to go to Food and Wine, which is like my favorite thing.
Food and Wine. Which they have retcon this year, which Julie already had.
Did she?
Yeah, she posted pictures, and I saw it. I was like, retcon! And she didn't correct me, so I hope I was right.
Nice.
Because it was a plate of food that looked like it was covered in cheese.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I saw it because I was like reading the things and I sent it to Shannon and I was like, in all caps, Food and Wine has raclette this year. There's a Swiss booth and it has raclette and it's got the little pickles and potatoes. Like, they just do it right.
I'm excited.
We can fly all the way to Disney World to have raclette.
Not just in our living room anymore.
Yeah, so we asked your exchange student if she wanted to go, and she was like, yes. And then we just spent 2 hours trying to figure out if we could go.
The cheapest weekend possible to fly.
Oh, my God. They were so much more expensive than I thought they were going to be. Come on, weekends. Get it the fuck together.
Yeah, fall's usually a good time to fly to Florida. I mean, granted, most, like 90% of the flights were under $200 round trip, but we're cheap motherfuckers. And if we're flying Spirit, we don't want as cheap as possible.
Exactly that.
So we did find $113 for a Saturday through Tuesday.
Yeah.
My app said, book now. Don't wait, motherfuckers. And I'm like, now we're both like,
Yeah, but you do have to wait because you have to talk to your husband about spending more money on trips.
After I just, like, had another chat with him about not spending any more money. He's like, you know you spend all the money, right? And I was like, I know. Like, me having this talk is just, like, me trying to psych myself up for not spending any more money so I can pay off our credit card debt.
Should we not go to Disney World?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man, either.
Right? We probably shouldn't.
But your exchange student.
I know!
She deserves to come.
She does.
She deserves this experience.
When I took Lisa, we were in and out in like 48 hours. We arrived in Orlando on a Friday morning. We went to SeaWorld. From the airport, like, we took our bags to our Airbnb, and then we went to SeaWorld, and then the next day we went to Disney, and then on day three we flew back home on like a 7 a.m. flight.
I kind of like to, like, because last year we were there just for the weekend, and like that Friday Halloween Horror Nights was packed, and that Saturday Food and Wine was packed.
Dude, so many groups drinking and eating their way through Epcot. Yeah.
Like, I know that Disney World did that to try to, like, boost. Like, that was a thing that they did. They started Food and Wine to get people to go there in the fall. And now it's become a big old thing. And going to Food and Wine on any weekend is a terrible idea. Yeah. Because that's when the Floridians come up and go.
Well, and I'm sure Isla wants to do Magic Kingdom, not Epcot.
I mean, there's time to do both.
Yeah, if we're there till Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time to do both.
The Airbnb I stayed in with Lisa is available that weekend.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Hi, Kenny. Because Kenny listens to my podcast.
You guys can't see me, but I'm making a face.
So it's anniversary episode. Woo!
It is anniversary episode. That's why we were talking about 9/11, because that was the first day that we recorded it. In 2012,
bitches. And now we're sober and old and yawning.
Yeah.
And tired at 9:30 at night.
That doesn't work out right. Now I gotta look. I'm sorry. I was sure it was 9/11, but that doesn't math correctly.
Weren't we recording on Thursdays at that point? Or has it always been Tuesdays?
It's Tuesday.
9/11.
9/11.
Yep.
2012.
Yup, yup.
Look at me knowing things. Are you guys impressed with me? Here's why I felt like it didn't work. Oh, because this year it's on the 10th. Tuesday is the 10th, not the 11th. Okay. I was like, the 11th falls on a Tuesday again? That doesn't work out because of the leap year in there. I was like, yes, it's been 7 years, but that shouldn't be 7 days because of leap year. It should be 8 days, which it was. So now I know things. I am sober and I know things.
I'm sober and I know things. Oh, I got your Superman fudge should be ready to eat.
I did eat some.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it good? Did it was taste weird. Like fudge, or did it taste like Superman?
It tasted like weird, but I'm still going to eat it. Catherine wanted, I gave her a little taste of it too, and I wanted her, like, she came up to me and was like whining and batting her eyelashes. Uh-huh. And I was like, if you think that you can get more out of me, you are wrong.
Right? I give her that all the time. She gives me the eyeballs, and I'm like, uh-uh, you got to earn it. Don't be using your wilds on me.
Yeah, that's right.
I never had to bat my eyelashes. I just always got what I wanted.
I invented that shit.
Yeah. Her dad taught her that.
Ugh, gross.
Well, because he does it. He's like, can't you do it? I was like, no, and I never had to.
Right. Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
All right, so what are we going to talk about for our 13 listeners?
I don't know. What do you guys want to hear? No, I want to talk about the fan festival over the weekend in Indianapolis.
Yes, you went to Harry Potter Fan Festival a few weekends ago.
Yep, exactly. Over Labor Day weekend, I went there. And it was really fun, you guys. Like, it made me want to play Wizards Unite more. But then when I did, I was like, well, it's still boring when it's not a special event. But when it was a special event, it was really great. What a treat. What a dream. Which one? That one is just yellow cake and chocolate. No, this one is chocolate and salted caramel. That one's the chocolate peanut butter. So, what did you just eat? Do you know?
Chocolate with cream cheese frosting.
Oh, yeah, that was chocolate with cream cheese frosting. They called it chocolate cheesecake. They called it chocolate cheesecake. That was what that one was. So, yeah, these are delightful. This and then this one right here is just chocolate lovers. So maybe you want that or something. I don't know. I definitely want the lemon one. I really want to try the lemon. Because when I'm getting a full-size cupcake, I never get lemon. Fuck that. I don't want lemon. I want some chocolate and peanut butter. But I got the little mini lemon because I really wanted to try it. So how was your sweet, sweet cup and cake?
It was fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
It wasn't good?
Baby cupcakes.
They are all baby cupcakes. So we can have many flavors of cupcake.
Happy anniversary. Woo!
Yeah, happy anniversary cupcakes.
So we had halloumi and roasted grapes tonight, too.
That was good.
That was good. Isla enjoyed it.
Yeah, she did.
Cheese that we eat around here.
Okay, so I was talking about Harry Potter Fan Festival, but then I really wanted to know what cupcake you ate. So, like, okay, this part of the game drives me nuts. So there will be ones that are, like, emergency foundables. Like, they're the rarest. And they are also the most difficult to catch. And you need to catch the most of them. Like, that's frustrating. That's fucking frustrating as hell. Because
furrowing my brow.
Because they run away. They run away easier than the other ones. And then, like, you need more of them.
Gotta catch them all.
It's like that. And so,
you gotta bribe them with fruit to stand by you.
They you don't get to do that. You can put potions on them, but they don't work as well as the berries work, as far as I'm concerned. In Pokemon, like, they are just like, meh, I'm still gonna run away.
I know, and your pokes are like, delicious berries. Give me more to eat.
I do love you now.
I'll stay and hang out with you. Yas, queens.
Yas, queens. It was recently, and still kind of is, my favorite time of the year on Netflix. Because
I was pumpkin spice latte season?
It is that, too. But right before the new seasons of everything start, the old seasons go to Netflix.
The Schitt's Creek, the 6-6 Creek load yet? I don't think so.
It didn't tell me that it did, but I rewatched the third season of The Good Place.
Good Place. Yep.
And I rewatched, no, I didn't rewatch. I watched the end of Jane the Virgin, which just stayed charming and delightful all the way to the end.
How'd that end?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, so at the end of the fourth season, it turned out Michael was still alive, that he hadn't died after all. Yeah. And she knew that she was about to get proposed to, by Raphael. And then Raphael's like, Michael's here. Michael, and we get to the beginning of the fifth season, he has amnesia.
Ah, so he doesn't even remember her.
He doesn't remember her. But then he's like, but you're my wife, and I'm going to win you back. Then she and Michael are able to let each other go. And in the final episode of Jane the Virgin, she marries Raphael.
Who's her baby daddy?
Baby daddy. Accidentally, artificially inseminated.
Right.
Brought them together. Yeah, so she marries Raphael in the end.
Oh, good. I'm glad she got her Latino lover.
He is a hottie McHot Pants.
Hottie McHot Pants. How'd that, all that drug shit shake out with his dad?
His dad got died. His,
I haven't watched it since halfway through season two.
That was early on, I feel like. Yeah, his dad got buried. Like
his sister was running the show, or his stepmom.
Right, Rose. Yes, yeah. Rose also was the one who killed the dad. She buried him in cement.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So Rose continued to be a bad guy for the rest of the series. Yep. And his sister continued to be in love with his stepmom for the rest of the series.
Nice.
His sister had a thing for Rose for forever. But Michael, it turned out Rose had faked his death, kidnapped him, and tortured him until he forgot who he was.
Ah, sounds like a soap opera.
Or a...
Nobody, no death.
A telenovela.
That's why I stopped watching it. It was just, like, too dramatic.
That was supposed to be.
I know it was supposed to be, but I had enough drama in my life, and I didn't need to add to it.
I loved it. I always loved it. So that was really cute. I watched the end of iZombie, and I always loved that one. I thought she was really funny in it always. Like she was.
I think I watched two seasons of that. I usually give something a season or two, and if you don't, like, reel me in... Then I forget about it. I get bored and move on.
I get bored and move on from things, and I don't have rules like that.
I don't have a rule. I just stop watching it.
No, I mean, I don't. Like, there were things that I started where I was like, I'm not enjoying this in the first episode, and I'm not giving you more of a chance. Like, this is, I don't like it. So, you know, but there are lots of things that I petered out from watching.
Did you watch more of Pens?
Hulu? Didn't watch it. Pen 15.
I watched the first episode, and it just reminded me so much of how traumatic middle school was. I was like, I can't watch this anymore. I have PTSD. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But it was good, and that's how good it was. It just, like, as a 41-year-old woman, threw me back into my days of torturous middle school.
Yeah. We did talk about it when you first started watching it, and that was what you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I binged a lot of shit, though, because it was the end of August and beginning of September, and they released everything to Netflix, and I was like, must watch all the things.
I was watching Gilmore Girls.
For the first time.
For the first time. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
I was just...
Remember I was in college?
Yes. I was a couple years older than Rory, but I watched it anyway. And hilariously, I had this friend, Jay, in college. And after my first boyfriend and I broke up, Jay and I spent my second semester of my sophomore year watching everything. We watched shows and we watched movies together. I don't know if they still have it, but there was a movie channel on the U of M, like television channels, and they would get good new movies on the like U of M dorm only movie channel. Oh. And so we would watch movies, and then I left at the beginning of junior year, and I did the Disney College program. And then second semester junior year, he and I started it back up again. And we would, like, he would come over for dinner on Sunday night because the dorms didn't serve dinner and I would cook. And we would watch Alias, and he would make fun of Alias, but I loved Alias. But he still came over all the time. So long story long, Jay loved Gilmore Girls. So he is a straight man.
So did you ever sleep with Jay?
Yes, but not until the end of junior year. And I was like, what is happening? What the fuck is happening right now?
Did it not work out?
Okay.
Because I feel like he invested all that TV watching time.
Oh,
the get to know you and want to date you.
The whole time we were just friends, he would be like, he would call me four things, not always together, normally one or two at a time. Dumb, fat, ugly, and a whore.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. When I weighed like 130 pounds.
Okay, well, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, he was not good to me. So we started sleeping together like as soon as we moved in together. So I thought we were moving in as friends, you know. Uh-huh. And then that happened. And to this day, I'm pretty sure he thinks that I like tricked him or something. But we don't speak anymore.
With your feminine wiles?
I was like, you had your own room. You didn't have to come sleep in my room every night, you psycho. Like, I did not use trickery to make you come to my bed.
Right. I didn't release a summoning spell from my witch corner.
All right. So now there's a story of how Jay and I stopped talking to each other. So hold your phone because I've got to look something up.
Summoning spell. We're just going to go to, what is it called? Old woman 35?
Bitches, I'm 35.
Bitches, I'm 35.
Bitches,
because I'm 35. Forever 21 is going out of business.
They are declaring bankruptcy and closing a ton of stores.
Which is sad, because it's been open since I was like 14. And so we want to convert the Forever 21 to Bitches, I'm 35. And it's going to carry moo-moos and have a witching corner and pants that can double as sleepwear and office wear.
Okay, let me pull it up and I'll just read it to you guys because it's delightful.
Oh, of course you saved it.
Yeah. Bitches, we're 35. We will carry a selection of clothing for all your needs. Daring dresses you did not have the ass for at 20. Comfortable muumuus. Witch corner. Actual fucking cotton. Pajamas that double as evening pants. And I feel Victorian today. Our signature line will feature white cotton shirts you can't see through and button-ups that actually cover your tits with steel reinforcement if necessary. Bitches, we're 35. We'll also be launching a signature scent that's mostly like tea.
Visit their sister store, Bitches, I'm 42.
I mean, Bitches, I'm 35. That covers wider range than around there, you know? Okay, this is taking me longer than I meant because apparently there's a lot of novels named Candy. I was leaving, okay? Uh-huh. And he gave me this book and was like, I got you this book because it made me think of you. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so nice. And it was called
Candy. Who's the author?
Mian Mian.
Mian Mian, M-I-A-N-M-I-A-N.
Yeah.
And it is about
a
witch who lures men into her bedroom?
No. I'm trying to find the back of the fucking book. So
images.
He gives me this, and I was like, oh my God, that was so nice. And then it says the back of the book. So he gives me this present and I go to leave. I'm like, I know I'm leaving to move to Florida. And he goes, I quit the back of the book. I quit trusting anything that anyone told me. My life was skidding into darkness at high speed and I couldn't stop it. I didn't think there was a man anywhere in the world who could love me. I was 22 years old and dead on the vine. I wanted to see 1,000 lonely strangers dancing happily at my party. And so I read that and I was like, I didn't even say fuck you to him. I just never spoke to him. I read the whole book.
Uh-huh.
I never spoke to him again.
So he read the back of that book and thought of you.
I don't know why he thought of me. I don't know if he read the book or... But it's about a girl who's a drug addict.
We're just staring at each other in silence, not knowing what to say.
Yeah, so I only try to remember the early parts of my friendship with Jay because those were the good ones when we watched lots of movies. Like, my second semester senior year after my first boyfriend dumped me, second semester sophomore year, I was really difficult to be around. Everyone hated me. He was the only person who would come out and hang out with me. and let me, like, be disgusting. There was a time when I got up out of, like, we lived in the same hall. It was his freshman year, my sophomore year. We lived in the same, like, hall of East Quad. Uh-huh. And I had really short hair, and all my hair, I'd been sleeping on this one side, and, like, all of it was sticking up or down. Like, uh-huh. There was, like, a line in it. I'm like, either it was sticking straight up or sticking down, right? It was ridiculous looking. And I got out of bed, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so thirsty. So I went to go to the drinking fountain in the dorm hallway, and he happened to be walking by right then to go to lunch. So I'm like hungover, my hair sticking up all over the place, and he looks at me and goes, bitch, you look awful. You could not look more awful if you tried.
You didn't know him at that point?
Oh, no, I knew him from high school.
Oh, okay.
He went to Dexter with me.
I was going to be like, if a stranger said that to you, that's kind of amazing.
No.
Bitch, you look awful.
You couldn't look more...
Bitch, wash your face.
You couldn't look more awful if you tried. So, yeah.
Yeah, I could.
You've never seen me try.
Have you seen my walk of shame?
So, yeah.
Have makeup smeared on my face.
He was only the seventh person I slept with, and he called me a whore all the time.
Fuck that.
Yeah, no, he wasn't nice. I just, like, had this thing of, like, he was the only person who tolerated my existence when I was incredibly difficult to be around. And I was 20 years old at the time and was too stupid.
Sad.
Was sad. And I was too stupid to realize that, like, I deserved way better than that. You know? Like, now if some guy was like, you're kind of dumb and also a whore, I'd be like, fuck off. Go crawl under a hole, you incel. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
When you're already, like, kind of in a hole, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just a little.
Can you help me crawl out a little bit?
Right.
Help me crawl out while you're shoveling that dirt on me.
He was not good. He was not good. But the early part of our relationship, when it was difficult, when nobody else wanted to be around me. Oh, and, like, there was a party at my apartment where this guy, who also went to high school with us, sexually assaulted me. And I told him about it the next day, and he was horrified and was like, why didn't you call me to come back? I would have come back and protected you.
Aww.
Yeah. So he wasn't, like, fully terrible. I wasn't a total goddamn idiot. He just was mostly terrible.
Yeah. #toxic masculinity.
Such toxic masculinity. But that's the one who
probably not his fault.
Went and visited when he was in Germany. We emailed every single day. I actually read some of the emails recently because I hadn't read them in 15 years. And I was like, oh, he was more awful than I remembered. Like, he was so condescending to me. And we emailed back and forth every day. And he was so rude. Like, whatever. He's a dummy. I sometimes Facebook stalk him, and he has been married and divorced. So, haha, you dumbass.
I haven't even done that yet.
Yeah.
I win.
I totally win. The reason I knew he got married is because we still have, like, a few mutual friends in common because we went to high school together. And I saw pictures of it from someone who I still sort of talk to who was, like, his best friend. So that's that story. And speaking of Facebook stalking, it's not my fault. I've been a little bit Reddit stalking Babyface. We talked about this on a previous episode. After we broke up, he changed his Tinder profile to say, I go to U of M, parentheses, the real one. I work hard and you should too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, if that's what his Tinder had looked like when I had first seen it, I would have swiped left so fast. I would have been like, that guy is an asshole and a snob. Like, nope. Right? So I, you know, was like, how was I tricked by him for so long that he was such an asshole and such a snob? And so last year when he was applying to med school, I was super enjoying that when he wasn't getting in anywhere. And then he got in last minute to a DO program, which I know that he didn't want to do. That's not what he wanted. He's such a snob. He's such a fucking snob.
I can't believe he accepted a DO program. He's such a snob.
Yeah, he was just that desperate. Like, to go, I guess. I don't know, because I'm just, like, basing this off of Reddit comments. And then I did a little bit more deep digging, just try a little bit harder. And, what I did was I Googled his first and last name and then medical school and then the Facebook post from the med school congratulating him on getting in. That's what came up. Nice. And that's how I found out where he was going. And so...
Gotta love public Facebook posts. Thank you, Google and Facebook.
Yeah. So I look it up and I was like, and I almost immediately texted you and told you the name of the school. And I said, look it up. Look up this school. Because I knew that Shannon, out of anybody, would understand how utterly ludicrous mm-hmm. this school is.
Yeah.
So tell everybody why this school is utterly ludicrous.
It's a private medical college that sits, that's nestled snugly in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, that was founded in 2014. It's most likely not accredited. So there's that. He might as well just go to medical school in
the Bahamas.
The Bahamas or Puerto Rico, which I hear their medical school has transferred to a cruise ship since they don't have any buildings for it anymore.
Holy shit.
Due to Maria.
So he went to a DO program at a rural college that's private. That started 5 years ago. And it said it accepted its first class in 2017. So I was like, was that a graduating class of 2017? Or did you only accept students 2 years ago for the first time?
No, and that would have been their first graduating class. If they started in 2014, they would have admitted that class and then four years later graduated 50 kids. Most medical programs accept 150-ish.
Yeah.
Students, and that's capped because they all have to match for residency. So
right.
The amount of jobs available to medical school students for that particular stage caps the admissions for it. Plus, about 10% or 50 to 10% are going to wash out. It just depends on the program and the student class.
So anyway, I found that whole thing hilarious. Although one of my friends was like, yeah, he'll be laughing the whole way to the bank. He'll do fine for himself.
He'll do fine. He'll have a career, but he won't have the career he thought he would. And that's is what tickles you.
Thank you. Yes, precisely.
So, sure, he'll be a doctor, but no one is going to respect a DO over an MD, even though they are exactly the same.
Yeah, there's a thing there. There's a hierarchy.
Yeah. There is a snobby hierarchy.
And he's a snob. Like, he didn't want that. There's no way he wanted that. Shannon's hypothesis was that his essay was really snobby. And I was like, that's probably true. Because he had decent grades.
If he had really good grades and a really good MCAT, we're talking like top 20%. He should have gotten into a top-tier medical school. So he either blew his essays or blew his interviews.
He didn't get interviews, so he wasn't getting interviews.
Then his essays were shit.
I mean, I don't know how
like, shitty. Shit bad, like he was a dick in his essays.
I'm sure he was, because he was a dick.
Or his test scores sucked.
Yeah, they might have. I went out on a date with a guy today who is Pakistani, and he told me that when he applied to Duke, he was like, I don't know what I was thinking on my essay, but it ended up being like an angry rant, and they still let me in. And I was like, yeah, because they probably saw it as like social commentary about Pakistan and thought you were interesting because you didn't sound like everybody else.
Amen. Yes.
Because he was like, I just like went on this rant and I thought I was a total idiot and that no one was going to accept me with that. And I was like, no.
You know, Tucker Max got into law school by writing an essay about how drunk him and his buddies got at North Carolina State.
Oh, my God.
And streaked through the law quad library. The law quad and library.
I mean, we should all aspire to be like Tucker Max.
Who's married now, I think.
Gross.
And might have a kid.
What a fucking idiot.
He's an asshole.
How do
the misogynistic assholes,
the worst men get women?
But that's how he got into law school. So if you do something different and have good grades and good test scores, you tickle the fancy of the admissions officer, you're getting in.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's different.
That's what I explained to him. So he was like, interesting. I think he thought I was kind of kissing his ass, but I said my best friend used to work admissions, and that's what she said.
Yeah.
I bet that they thought it was interesting social commentary on Pakistan, instead of him just being on a rant about shit.
Right. I concur.
Mm-hmm. Good. Haha. I know things. Also, he taught me a trick for memorizing tangent on the unit circle, and I am delighted. Like, what a great first date.
When was this? Today, you said? Today. Has he texted you at all today?
Yeah, he's texted me and snapped me today.
Aw.
Afterwards.
So that went good.
Yeah, and he asked if he could see me again this week.
Yes, in 3 days.
So.
3 days. Always wait 3 days.
What if it has to be more than that? Well, at least 3 days? Okay.
At least 3 days.
Okay. Yeah, and we were talking about true crime documentaries, and he was like, what's your favorite one? Because that's what my thing says, is about true crime documentaries. And I said it's The Jinx, and it's a miniseries, and it's delightful. I mean, it's not, because it's about a man murdering people, but...
You might want to rephrase your adjectives there. You might think you're psychotic. It is so delightful. I love that Jeffrey Dahmer series. He's just...
No,
he's such a swell guy.
Robert Durst. It was actually Alex who told me about it, the ginger that I dated 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He was the one who told me to watch it. And then I was like, oh my God, that's the one where the guy admits on tape to actually doing it. And he was like, you just ruined it. And I was like, I've read the article that said that. Obviously, I didn't spoil it for myself. Clearly, the internet already told me what happens.
Sorry if I spoiled it for you, but I already read the news article. I'm not basing my knowledge off of a miniseries.
But the miniseries is really good. Yeah. I highly recommend it to any one person. It's wild. Robert Durst is wild.
Lizzie Borden was acquitted. She was never jailed for murdering her parents.
That's interesting, and I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, there wasn't enough evidence to convict her, you know, in the 1800s.
I don't even understand how they used to get evidence. Like, I don't understand it.
I feel like they would just look at a place and look at you and be like, yeah, you did it, or no, you didn't. So, like, if you were covered in blood... You did it. Even though you may have tried to save your loved one.
Right.
By performing CPR, like Harrison Ford in The Fugitive. Or did you murder them?
Right.
So. Yeah. I feel like detectiving was very spotty in the olden days.
They just had to, like, have hunches and go on hunches. Like, it's wild. That shit is wild. I just had a cookies and cream. I knew I liked that one, and I still like that one.
There you go.
I ate that one because I like that one. Although, the Oreo was mushy because I froze it and then thawed it.
Oh, the Oreo on the top. Which one should I have next?
All right, we have red velvet, carrot cake.
Caramel.
I said I want the lemon. Mm-hmm. That one is called, like, Bert's favorite or something like that. And I was like, okay, let's try his favorite. That one's just yellow and chocolate.
Chocolate
lovers. And then chocolate peanut butter.
Well, I feel like I have to leave the chocolate peanut butter and the lemon one for you.
You can pick one of those if you really want one of those. I've had the chocolate
Bert's
peanut butter.
Favorite?
Yeah, go with Bert's caramel. Favorite. Or caramel. Go with either one of those. So... Yeah.
Going for Bert's favorite.
I don't really remember if that's whose favorite it was. I just made that name up because it sounded to me like an old man name. It looks like some crazy shit's going on that one.
Oh, it's like Butterfinger.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. So Shannon's going to eat her cupcake and I'm going to continue talking about my life. It's Butterfinger. Do you like it? Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay, great.
So let's practice standing for his pot. Tell him.
Oh, yeah. So on his profile, it said, swipe right if you like beards and posh accents. And I was like, I do like beards and posh accents. I mean, who doesn't, honestly? So that was what made me swipe. I was like, yeah. Sensual. Okay.
And that means he swiped right on you, too.
Yeah, of course. Yes. That's what you have to do. It has to go both ways.
That's what she said.
All right, here he is. Shannon's going to judge him on his face.
Oh, he's really good looking. I was just making sure we were recording.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey. He's really good looking.
Yeah, he's attractive, right? Mm-hmm. What a cutie pants.
That dark hair.
I know, because he's Pakistani. And he's got a couple grays in the front. Looks like...
Distinguished.
Looks distinguished and sexy. I had a good time on our date. Good. And he taught me a trick for remembering tangent on the unicycle is what I almost just said.
On the unicycle.
On the unicycle. Unicycle. I'm still laughing at myself, guys. All right, so Shannon and I were going to talk about some favorite moments from our podcast.
Yes, since it's an anniversary special.
Woo! Anniversary special. That's why we're eating all these goddamn cup and cakes.
And eating in your ear.
Nom, nom, nom. It's ASMR. AMSR. ASMR. I don't know, remember.
ASMR.
I don't know. One of those two. Asthma. It's an asthma. What did I just tell you earlier today was one of my favorite moments? Because I just told you one. What the fuck was it?
I forget, but I did reference one earlier when we were talking about Gilmore Girls, which is when you were like, how come you, what do you mean you've never seen SpongeBob?
Yeah, I was in college sucking dick. Right, yes, right? Of course I knew that.
Because I was in college busy sucking dick.
Yep.
Not watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Whatever. And that pretty much goes for anything else that was on TV in the late 90s, like Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, The Hills.
I didn't watch that either.
What else?
I know. I get. We all know when
Veronica Mars.
That was in 2005 that show started.
Oh, I was an old lady then. Post college.
Yes, I was post college when that show was on. And Julie and I watched it together. My old roommate. I made them watch it with me. Okay, let me think. What was the fucking thing that I said that I always thought was so funny that I said? Whatever the fuck. It was something. I love the moment from our very first episode. Okay, so like listening back to the story, it makes me very sad when Mark was a goddamn idiot and got too drunk at the thing because he was nervous.
At your lingerie show.
Yeah.
In Flint.
Yeah. But the moment I love is at the end of it when he, because then he also fell asleep in the car, right? And I couldn't get him out of the car. Like, I undid his seatbelt and tried to pull him out of the car, and he would not wake up or get out of the car. So I just left him in the car. And then he came into the house screaming hours later, being like, what the fuck? Right? And then I asked him, like, why did you do that? Like, why did you drug yourself so that you were that messed up? And he was like, I was just really worried I was going to do a bad job and embarrass myself. And I was like, good thing you didn't do that then. Good thing you didn't embarrass yourself.
Right? I think one of my favorite episodes is when we drank too much blueberry vodka and we sang everything.
Do you know what that was?
No.
That was Obama getting reelected in 2012. So
live election coverage.
Yeah.
That you won't get to hear for 2 days. Ding.
Yeah. So that was when we drank all the blueberry vodka every time they said Ohio.
That's right. Ohio. Didn't I try to process it that night too?
I have no idea.
There were a few times I was really drunk. I was like, I'm putting this up now.
Another favorite moment of mine is when we were talking about how how loud Scott was snoring, and you went in, you snuck in to tape him against his consent. He did not agree to that.
No. He seemed quite miffed at me as well. Yeah, I get away with a lot in my life here, a lot. And I might regret that one.
Maybe he shouldn't have been snoring so loud.
Dude, he was so unlocked. We could hear him all the way down the hallway.
All the way down the hall.
All the way down the hallway.
It was a long... It was a long one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are some other favorite moments? I mean, getting the name of this. Yeah, that more thing.
That more thing.
I was real drunk and I was trying to say words and I didn't know what they were.
Are we talking about prom?
As if I know.
Like that more prom, that more thing. Yeah, more of that more thing.
That I was trying to be like that thing. Like that more thing. Yeah. That's more thing.
Yep.
That was a hilarious moment. Let's see. I don't think this one turned into as hilarious of an episode, but the one where we got day drunk in the summer and made Scott get us pizza and I threw a temper tantrum.
That was the Ferris Bueller's Day Off episode where we word for word repeated the movie after drinking a pitcher of Long Island.
Oh my God, it was a pitcher of Long Island. I mean, I think that day was more fun than anything else. Like, I don't think the Ferris Bueller, but I threw a temper episode is that funny for the listeners, but that day was very funny.
Yeah.
And I just like sat on the floor and ate pizza like a monster.
Right.
And I threw a temper tantrum and refused to talk to Shannon because I was like,
she was done. I was like, are you done? I'm not talking to you anymore. Threw her microphone at me
and then went laid and there. Sat 10 feet away. That was like, I hate you. Goodbye. I'm going.
Yeah, I feel like we started that day watching Men in Black 3 because I have a picture of the drink and Men in Black 3 on in the background, and I must have been waiting for you to arrive to drink that, and then we were watching Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, but we waited till we were shit-faced to do Ferris Bueller.
Yes.
Like, we drank for a while.
Yeah.
So that was a great moment.
Brunch was fun when we did brunch at your house.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, with Mark.
That was fun. That was when we had that roommate who I really hated, but I hated so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing with, like, offering cheap rent, is that you're going to get cheap people.
Yes, yeah. I think I've liked most of our, like, summer drinks to go episodes. We did one at Tio's.
That was fun.
In Ann Arbor.
There was the
one at Dominic's.
Oh, that was
fun.
Which
we got pretty drunk
at.
Yeah.
I have a picture of me that was, like my profile picture. Like, with the
hugging your constant buzz. We got a constant buzz and a sangria.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maggie and Shannon, what were you doing?
Right?
All of our PenguinCon episodes are gold.
Yes.
I mean, they're delightful. The one that I would go back and listen to all the time and was really sad when you finally took down was Drinks to Go Orlando when I accidentally date rape drugged myself.
Oh, I should put that back up.
That one is so funny.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Because, like, Joseph... Yeah. Have to take over the podcast for you because you date rape drugged yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Javi goes, you date raped yourself. And I go, nope, I couldn't because I wanted it. I was like, I date rape drugged myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm also trying to talk to a person. And she was like, oh my gosh, is this a real podcast? And I was like, yes, it's called Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie. But that's not Shannon. And I pointed to Javi. Like, oh, that one was so good. So if you're like, what the fuck is she talking about, real quick, I was so stressed by my family and like the timing of everything, and everybody was being like high maintenance, and I really just wanted to share food and wine with them. Like, I love food and wine, and it was the day before my mom's birthday, and I like wanted to take them there so that we could all have a good time together. Right? Right. And everything was being stressful. So I took my Klonopin from my Klonopin that I have, my, you know, prescription. And I forgot that you're not supposed to mix Klonopin with alcohol, or I forgot that I'd had Klonopin. Like, however it went, like, I just didn't think about it because I don't drink very often, so I don't have to think about it. So then I had two drinks at Food and Wine and was like, oh, I'm fucked up right now.
Plus, it was hot Florida heat.
It was so hot.
And you were not as hydrated as you should have been.
Well, no, that didn't happen till later after I'd been drinking and on Klonopin. Like, I was date rape drugged all day, and it was 95 degrees out, and I didn't drink water because I was, I don't know, confused. But Yes, that was the day that they had to like get me a wheelchair.
I should put that back up. We have unlimited space now, so yeah.
That one is one that I would go back and listen to. And I also would go back and listen to the live election coverage one where we drank all the blueberry vodka. That's also where we made Scrotum Sack angry at us. That is that same episode. That is the time we told the story of Scrotum Sack. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to
sue you for slander.
Which is like, let's go over again why you can't do that. One, we didn't say anything that was untrue. Two, we didn't say your name.
Right.
So you can't sue us for slander.
Right.
Because
only the people who could decode those nicknames and who already knew the story knew who we were talking about.
Slander means you told something that was untrue. Did we tell something untrue?
No, we didn't.
No. We may have given our opinion about that thing, about how skeezy that was, how we had opinions. But again,
we always have opinions. Hashtag, that's my opinion.
That's my opinion. That was a shitty move, y'all. And now they are happily living ever after. The end. Yeah, so let's see. Were there any other, there was one today that I told you that I loved, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't remember now either.
So, I know I've told this story on the podcast many times before as well, but when you were giving birth, like, you're always so chill about everything. We have very rarely ever been in a fight. When we've been in the tiniest, mildest of disagreements, I was like, what do I do? Like, Shannon and I never fight. How do I handle this? And you're always very diplomatic. Like, you're a very diplomatic person. And you were so unpleasant to be around when you were giving birth. I was just like, well, I guess this is it. Shannon and I are done being friends forever.
Which I find to be the funniest thing in the entire world because, like...
That's not your memory of it at all.
Right. And giving birth had nothing to do with Maggie. Right. If I was going to break up with anyone in that birthing suite at that time, it was going to be my mother. So...
I know. I had your back. When she was taping you, I was like, did you consent to this? Do you remember me asking that? Like, I was very serious. Yes or no? Did you agree to permit this?
Right.
I just didn't know because it was.
Well, that's the end of our friendship.
That's it. We're over.
Which is literally like the funniest thing to me. I can't even believe you thought that. That's so funny.
Well,
it was nice knowing you, Shannon. Shake my hand. Jeez.
You were in a lot of pain and behaving in ways that I didn't recognize nor know how to deal with. And you were mad. You were very mad about lots of things. Like every little thing you were mad about. And which is fine.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. It's totally fine.
Angry phase. The only time I remember being mad in that process is after she was out. And the doctors were cleaning me up and sewing me up. And everything was just so raw and hurt so much. I literally screamed at the doctors, like, can't you lube up or something? What are you using down there? Sandpaper?
Yeah.
Because that's what it felt like on my skin. They were rubbing me with sandpaper.
Yeah, you were mad at that point. And I held your hand for stitches. Do you remember that? When you were getting stitches?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom and your husband were off paying attention to the baby.
Yeah.
And I held your hand because I love you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's funny. And I tried to actually, like, record stuff in the birthing suite. Uh-huh. Like, I wanted proof. And I was going to do a Drinks to Go episode. I was going to put it together and everything of, like, Shannon screaming at Maggie. But every time you realized I was recording, you would, like, pull your shit together and act like everything was fine.
We should still put that together.
I only got like 5 total minutes. Oh. I was like, this is terrible content. Every time she realizes I'm taping, she starts
being nice again.
Being nice again.
Bitch. I want to get her screaming like a real birth.
Well, I mean, you were just like very angry at lots of little things.
Like what? I mean, I honestly really don't.
Okay, so one thing was like Jenny was like, we couldn't get a hold of you because you want, when your mom and I went to your thing and you were like, I'll talk to people or like, oh, you can Skype me or whatever. Yeah. And I didn't hear from you and didn't hear from you and didn't hear from you. I'm like, I was fine with that until your sister was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? She's giving birth right now. That's why she's not answering you. Get the fuck back to the hospital. Right.
Yeah.
And so we like get back and you were like, you guys are back fast. And I was like, well, Jenny said that you were like giving birth now, and you were like, Jenny doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. And you were like, I sent you there to have a good time.
I am 8 hours away from giving birth.
So that was one thing. And then you also like were annoyed that I kept sleeping. I kept sleeping on the bench. Yeah. Where you were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm waiting for the baby to come. Like, what do you want from me? And then you also know that I, like, didn't eat much that day. And I was like, man, am I hungry? And you were just like, you should have thought of that ahead of time. Like, aww, you should have, like, you should have, you like, oh, yeah, you got snappy. You were just mad. You were in a ton of pain. You'd been in pain. You were trying to give birth to a baby. That was why I thought our friendship, you got snappy at me. And I had never, you'd never done that before. And I thought we were done forever. We were never going to speak again.
I think I remember sending my dad down to try to get you a sub. But the Subway was already closed.
Yeah.
Down in the Mott cafeteria.
Yeah, I did go down there and I got like a yogurt parfait.
Yeah.
That was what they had. Everything had meat. And nothing had sugar. Like, if they'd just had regular goddamn soda in that place, I would have just, like, pumped myself full of sugar and just been fine. Mm-hmm. But no.
Everything is cancer-causing diet in the hospital.
Yep. Everything has no sugar.
Or fake sugar.
Or fake sugar. So, yeah, you were snappy. I mean, you were snappy at everybody. And there was, like, a moment when you were walking from the bed to go into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And this is gross, but, like, just left, like, a trail of blood along the floor.
Yeah.
And I said something about it because I didn't know who to ask to, like, clean that up. I don't want to slip in, like, birth blood on the floor. And you were just, like, so mad at me for pointing it out. Like, you were just, like, furious. Like, how dare you?
No one makes me bleed my own blood. They cleaned up most of that, but there was still a little pile, like, under the foot of the bed till after we left.
It's like a little snail trail. Yeah.
They did clean up the trail, but left a little thing, a little remnant. And even my mom was like, oh, they should have cleaned that up. I was like, it's fine. No one's walking there. So, anyway. What else? Any other? I don't know. We've had some pretty epic episodes. So, try to find a few.
Get some best of content in there.
Some best of. I do try to save clips every once in a while, if I remember it, if anything super funny stands out, I'll pull some
the
clips.
Moment when you first told me about the butt slut tattoo, and we had moved on in the conversation, but it finally came up on my phone, and I go, "What?"
Yes.
So, like, we were like 3 sentences along. Like, we were many jumps ahead in the conversation by the time it finally like loaded up on my phone, and I found it.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's a classic moment also.
Yeah, butt slut.
Butt slut.
I say what in the butt?
I say butt slut in the butt.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I had. I didn't really have things. I watched a lot of stuff. I went to Harry Potter Fan Festival. I went on a date with a hot Pakistani. And
hey.
And with a posh accent. And yeah, that was about it. And just enjoying that little mini look back at the years of our stuff. At the years of our
Podcast
interactions.
Yeah.
Delightful dreams. And also, I was trying to explain to the Pakistani yesterday before. I should not call him that. That's not a great thing to call him.
You can call him Doc.
I can't. Or I can call him Tangent from the unit circle that he taught me, which I'm delighted
by.
Tangent.
I love it.
So I was trying to explain to him that I could not go out on a date tonight because I absolutely had to hang out with you. And then I was like, when did Glee even start? When did Glee go on the air? And it started in 2010. And like, we didn't start the podcast till we'd been doing Girl Night for a while.
Yeah, like 2 years.
So,
or a year and a half.
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah.
We're coming up on, we're like 9 years or so on Girlfriend Night.
Yep.
And that's a dream. That's a delight.
Mm-hmm.
What a delightful thing.
Right? Because we just get drunk and then talk about hilarious things.
We were so funny.
And we were like, we are so hilarious. We should record ourselves and have a podcast. And that's the same exact time I started listening to Kevin Smith and his podcast. And he said in almost every episode, if you want to do this, just do this. Just open your phone and hit record and just produce it for free. There's free websites and free hosting and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it the indie style way, the Kevin Smith way.
Yeah.
And we have been doing it the indie style way for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
Still literally just talk right into the phone.
Yep.
Because nothing else works better for us.
Right.
I think the only thing that would work better for us is if we actually set up a real studio-ish type setup. And
yeah, with like expensive mixing
board. Plugged microphones into a mixing board, into the computer, and could monitor everything going on. But I love our grassroots. Just talking to the phone and download and process it.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
I mean, maybe someday we'll try microphones again, but we'll see. I have PTSD from them.
That was rough. They were started out great, and then they got all crackled, and that was terrible.
And it's just never been the same.
Never been the same.
So. Anyway, did we... We kind of had an internet thing of the day when we talked about 30
bitches. I'm 35.
Bitches, I'm 35.
Yep, I do want that.
We have anything else for internet meme of the week?
Yeah, I sent this one to my brother, which was I just really liked. Do you think like when Hogwarts kept sending more and more letters to Harry in more and more ridiculous ways, and Mr. Dursley was losing his mind, that Dumbledore was just sitting in the headmaster's office giggling?
Yes.
And I'd never imagined that before, and I really loved it. I thought that was very, very funny.
I do think that was he was giggling.
All right, and then I have one more for you since we talked about the birth of your child today.
Okay.
I genuinely don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to have kids. You're telling me if they suggest getting ice cream for dinner and picking up another dog on our way home, I have to say no and act like that's not a great fucking idea? Laughing my ass off. Sorry, I'm not fake.
Yeah, as I'm trying to talk Scott into getting a corgi.
Are you?
Yeah. Or maybe a French bulldog. I don't know.
I posted this on Facebook this week and people really liked it. And you were one of the only people who knew Mark who laugh reacted at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I bet Shannon knows that that's who I'm talking about. So it says, actual picture of me defending my ex when we dated. And it is an opossum screaming and protecting their garbage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So those were some great internet things of the week. So let's wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up like a dick.
Make like a fetus and head out of this bitch. You can find us everywhere. Just find That More Thing.
On Facebook.
Just, like, look it up. Yeah. And then you can also interact with us on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party on Twitter and Instagram.
Ooh. Oh, if you want my IG, it's Maggie and Baby Cat, and it's me and pictures of Shannon's kid, and that's all it is. And, yes, this has been the... Let me think.
I forgot to look.
5th anniversary, right? Nope, that's not how time works. 7th anniversary.
7th anniversary. Start of our 8th season.
7th anniversary episode of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
Relax, don't do it when you want